Hey everyone, I have been asked to play Chopper Challenge. This is made by the same people that made River Raiders and games like that. This is kind of a stupid arcade game. The premise is, I guess you're like a criminal or something and you stole something. And I guess the government sends this half-human, half-helicopter, cyborg hybrid after you. Yeah, it's really weird. And apparently you have some sort of laser gun because I guess you broke into a museum or something. For whatever reason, you only have 10 minutes to play. And it basically is just you walking around, avoiding the helicopter's bombs and trying to shoot the copter man. It's a really stupid game. The story doesn't make sense, but it's a fun time waster. So let's go ahead and run it here.
Start. Chopper Challenge configure. Play Chopper Challenge. Chopper Challenge.
And the main menu should come up here in just a second. Or I may have to hit enter, I'm not sure. It was supposed to. Let me hit enter. Oops.
Use the arrow keys and the enter keys to select an option.
So I hit the space bar. I'm not sure if it's supposed to eventually pop this up or not. This game is pretty old, so it's not really optimized for newer versions of Windows. I remember playing this in 2010, so yeah, it's pretty old. We're in the main menu. Now, this game is self-voiced. It uses pre-recorded text-to-speech, so just be aware of that. I'm pretty sure the voice here in the menus and the one that reads all the announcements is... I think it's a voice from Kepstrel.com, and then the copter man is DeckTalk. But this is just a standard menu, so if I up and down arrow.
Start game. Test speakers. View your local top 10. Post score to XSiteInteractive.net. Exit.
It's a pretty basic menu. The score posting doesn't work anymore because X-Site Interactive is gone.
Post view your local top 10.
You can look at your local top 10 scores.
I'm sorry, but there are no scores to view. You will now be taken back to the main menu. Use the arrow start game.
So yeah, there's no scores right now because I just installed this.
Test speakers. View your local test speakers.
Let's run a speaker test and then I'll play a round of this game.
Left speaker. Right speaker.
So that's important. Just make sure that your headphones or speakers are set up accordingly. Apparently, there is also a version of this game for the Pac-Mate. Just thought I'd randomly mention that. So if you have a Pac-Mate, apparently it's possible to play this game on your Pac-Mate, which is kind of cool.
Start game.
Which means it's not very resource intensive at all because the Pac-Mate has really, really awful hardware. But then again, it's running Windows CE and it's really old, so, you know. Anyway, I'm gonna start the game.
Please select a difficulty level. Easy.
Easy.
Normal. Impossible. Return to main menu.
Easy, normal, and impossible. And just to mention here real quick, these menus don't wrap, so once you get to the top or bottom, you can't go back around by pressing down or up.
Impossible.
So I have to go back the opposite direction.
Normal.
I'm going to play on normal because if you get a certain score on normal, you unlock the cheat codes. Now, thing to know about the cheat codes, and I'll talk about this more if I actually get them, but the program writes the cheat codes file to the folder where it's actually stored. So in this case, it'd be program files x86. Windows Vista and newer prevent programs from doing this. So the way to get around this is to run the program as administrator, or you'd have to go into your app data folder and find the place where Windows redirects programs to output data. So basically, Windows will redirect these old programs that want to write to protected places. It will redirect those to a special folder in your app data folder, but I'll get to that if I actually get the cheat codes.
Easy, normal.
So let's choose normal, and here we go.
Get ready, get set, go.
Now, I'm in this area here. I can walk left and right. The space bar will let me shoot. Oh. The beeping means that the copter man is right under me. There's a bomb. Basically, you walk away from those.
One.
M tells you how many times you've missed. If you miss too many times, you lose. That's really all this game is. So I'm just walking around. This is a really stupid game, like I said. At some point here we'll get some items. And I'll explain that. I'm trying to remember any other keystrokes. There is also a bonus round, but I think you can only get to it if you played for more than 5 minutes. And I have to remember how you do it. S will tell you your score. Each time you shoot him.
24.
You get more points. H checks your health.
100.
I forget how you pause the game. I think you can pause the game. Oops.
Zero.
B tells you how many bombs you have. Now, if you get a bomb catcher from a bonus item...
What are you doing? I was hired for a reason. You have no chance. Stand under my bombs and give up now.
If you have a bomb catcher, you can hold down shift when you're underneath a bomb and you can catch it. Now, there is a bug, which will apparently let you capture bombs without having a bomb catcher. Let's see if I can actually do this here. So...
100. One.
Yeah, so I held down shift, or I hit shift when I was underneath the bomb and caught the bomb. Now, you're not supposed to do that without having a bomb catcher, but it's a bug. I'm not going to get that one. Now, what you can do is you can stand under the copter. Oop.
Bomb catcher.
Okay, now I actually do have a bomb catcher. So the tone tells you that an item is there, and you walk towards it, and you'll just automatically grab it. So if I stand under the helicopter and hit control, it does that, and you get 5 points. So yeah, that's literally all you do in this game. You move left and right. And shoot the helicopter. And that ding means that my bonus item expired. I think the bombs give you 5 points. Now, you want to be careful because if the bombs hit you, or if you throw them into the air and you're still standing there and you're not under the helicopter,
evade bombs.
You'll get hit. Now that lets me dodge bombs. Catcher. I got a bomb catcher. Catch this bomb here. Thank you for the bomb.
Zero.
I don't have any more bombs. Let's hit shift. There we go. Got the bomb. Hit control. There's some weird panning issues.
I don't know what you're trying to do, but you look like an idiot burnt at me like a little too hot iron my pathetic gun at me. It doesn't hurt, and I'm watching you get weaker and weaker. The end is near.
So, it was a little tricky to hear there because it was playing multiple clips at once, but basically, you're told when you're down to 5 minutes, two, and then I think one. And I should, if I...
Two.
I thought there was a way to get into the bonus round. Well, there is a way. I thought you hit, like, shift or something. It's, like, towards the left side of the field.
Zero. Two.
Well, I don't know how to get to the bonus round. Grab some bombs. I'll wait to shoot bombs at him.
One.
So I've got one bomb in reserve. Just grab this one.
Three.
Grab one more bomb here and I'll throw him at him. As you can tell, it's a little buggy. I just lost one.
One.
Loser. 224. I don't have all day. I only have 2 minutes left to kill me, or else.
Annoying bombs.
Also.
Annoying bombs.
Ooh. I'm gonna get hit. So I basically spawned a whole bunch of bombs. Go ahead and catch these though. Also I got hit. That was that.
Eight.
Let's get a bunch of bombs.
Four.
Thanks for your bongs. Ew, you got more for me?
Six.
Oh. Oh. Alright, buddy. Time to... So we're almost done here.
Zero. 298.
Let me get one more shot in.
No, no, you can't do this to me. No, please don't kill me. No, no.
Congratulations, cheats.txt has been written to your Chopper Challenge directory. Your final score is 301. Congratulations. Your score made your local top 10. Please enter your name, then press enter.
Chopper Challenge dialog. Please enter your name. Edit blank.
So we'll type my name.
If Chopper you would challenge. Like to record your name, press enter now. Otherwise, press escape to return to the main menu.
I'll hit enter.
Please record your name after the tone and press space when done.
Christopher. Christopher.
Use the arrow keys to start game.
Look at that. It's a very nice, professional-sounding recording.
Test speed view your local top 10.
So now if I look at my scores...
Use the arrow keys to review the top 10 scores or press escape to return to the main menu.
Christopher.
301 points.
Christopher.
301 points.
Alright, so I'm going to hit escape.
Use the F star to exit.
And I'm going to exit this temporarily.
Thanks for playing Chopper Challenge. Please visit us on the web at www.exciteinteractive.net for more exciting games and software.
Audacity.
Now, that's the actual game itself. It's a little corny. It's kind of stupid. The story doesn't really make sense, but it is what it is. Now, I'm going to show you how these cheats work. So, because I didn't run this as admin, I need to go to a special folder under app data. Let me slow down.
Pitch rate 65, rate 60.
Let me slow down NVDA.
Run.
And I'm going to type in the run docs, I'm going to type in APPDATA, app data.
Desktop list, app data window.
So it's APPDATA. Now in here.
Local low. Local.
We're looking for a folder called local.
Items view.
And then virtual store.
Virtual store.
So I just hit V.
Items view list. Program files. x86. Not selected. Selected.
Now.
Program data. Windows.
This is where programs will store their data if they can't write to those protected places. So I'm going to hit enter on program files. x86.
Items view list. Common files. Not. Draconis Entertainment, Lightech Interactive, Playmania, Rocky Waters, Search Party 1.0, Super Decout, VW, Excite Interactive.
I got a bunch of stuff in here, but what we want is Excite Interactive.
Items view list, Chopper Challenge not selected.
Chopper Challenge.
Items view list, sounds not selected. Scorecharts.dat, cheats.txt, config.dat, stats.txt.
Yeah, this game does... save your stats. If you want to look at your performance, you can do that.
Config. cheats.txt.
Now cheats, that this is what we want.
Txt. Cheats for Chopper Challenge. To enter these cheats, just press Control plus Shift plus F5 during the game, and enter one of the following cheat codes.
Yep.
Blank, up 8,645 makes it so you can't lose health. UP8645.
Up 8,645, yeah, that makes you invincible, basically.
UM8,667 makes it so your misses don't count. UM8667. UGO4628 makes the copter man stay in the center of the screen.
Yeah, so...
GO4628. Space, GM4846 automatically gives you a special item. GM4846. GC4846 gives the copter man a special item, the gun. GC4846. G.
So, yeah, if the copter man gets to the bonus items before you do, he gets a gun, and if you walk under him, he'll shoot you.
BM2662 gives you 5 bombs. BM2662.
So there's that one.
BEG3346 ends the game immediately as if you survived the whole game. EG3346. BR2773 takes you to the bonus round. BR2733000 disables all cheats. Oh.
Now, I think that's supposed to be 0000. Let me actually check that.
Select eSpeak.
Cheats.txt note. Yacht 0000000.
Yeah, to 0.
Configuration applied.
It's just this voice reads O as the same as 0, which drives me absolutely insane.
Oh.
I wish that people wouldn't do that because it is extremely confusing.
Blank. Have fun. Blank. Blank. Blank.
Yeah, so I don't know how you're supposed to get to the bonus round. Let me show it to you with these cheat codes, though, actually, just because.
Have blank. O. B. R. 2773. B. B selected. R. 2773 selected.
So I'm going to copy this. I'm going to close the file.
Chopper challenge window. Audacity. Chopper. Play chopper challenge. Chopper challenge.
Use the star game.
Spacebar to skip the intro.
Please, easy.
And here we go.
Get ready. Get set. Go. Please enter a cheat code. Invalid cheat.
Oh, it's not going to let me paste.
BR2773.
So...
Please enter a cheat code.
BR2773.
Bonus round.
So, this is the bonus round. You walk left and right. There's, like, chopper things that are sent after you. Oops. Problem is they move really fast after a while.
You destroyed 12 choppers.
Let's just show you for fun what happens if you miss too many times.
Okay, that's enough. You can't destroy me. Now, I think it's time for me to finish you off. It was nice knowing you, my loser.
Yeah, okay, that...
Your final score is 4. Congratulations. Your score made your local top 10. Please enter your name, then press enter. Use the arrows to exit. Thanks for playing Chopper Challenge. Please visit us on the web at www.exciteinteractive.net for more exciting games and software.
For more exciting games and software. Very funny.
Audacity.
Yeah, that's what happens if you lose. That sound, the sound design there is like way too loud and it clips and distorts. But there you go. That is Chopper Challenge. It's a decent time waster. Hopefully you guys have had fun. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. So take care.